Today, General Electric and the French conglomerate Vivendi Universal announced they've completed the merger of their U.S. television and film holdings. The new firm is called NBC Universal, and it includes TV networks NBC, Telemundo, Bravo, and USA, as well as Universal's film studio and theme parks. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
A slogan on the wall of the NBC studio where executives made the announcement read, "This is the media company of the future." But NBC Universal's combination of television and film holdings looks an awful lot like some media companies of the present, according to analyst Tom Wolzine of the investment firm Sanford C. Bernstein & Company.
This is the final consolidation of something that started, 15 years ago when Rupert Murdoch and News Corp acquired Fox and a lot of TV stations to create the first vertically integrated studio broadcast network system. That was followed by Disney in the mid-90s. Time Warner created the WB to go along with the Warner Studio. CBS and Viacom merged in 2000.
In other words, all four of NBC's major competitors in television broadcasting had already merged with movie studios. The mantra behind those mergers was synergy. For example, a television network could promote its movie studio's new blockbuster or air films from the studio's vault. NBC chief Bob Wright, who leads the new firm as well, told the crowd gathered in the studio for the announcement that NBC Universal is in a position to do the same thing.
We will take significant content holdings, expertise, and unparalleled promotional firepower to create new value for our viewers, our customers, our advertisers and affiliates, and for our employees and shareholders.
Wright offered an example of synergy by merger. NBC had been purchasing its popular Law & Order franchise from its producer, Universal. Now, all three existing Law & Order series and a fourth set to premiere this fall are essentially in-house productions. Wright announced that Law & Order creator Dick Wolf has agreed to extend his contract with the network through 2008. That drew applause from the crowd and a quip from Wright that underscored just how important Law & Order is to NBC's ratings success now that Friends has ended its run.
We've been working on the name. We've ended up deciding that NBC Universal Wolf was just too much, but it's... We have certain... Dick brought the cards with him, so we'll look at them afterwards.
The dark side of synergy in this deal, about 500 NBC and Universal employees are likely to lose their jobs. NBC's parent, General Electric, paid more than $3.6 billion for an 80% stake in the new firm. That helps bring Vivendi Universal, which holds the remaining 20%, back from the brink of bankruptcy, where the firm had been teetering in the aftermath of its own merger binge. Vivendi still owns one piece of the Universal empire outright, the world's largest record company, Universal Music Group. Entertainment industry analyst Harold Vogel says given the ongoing slump in the music industry, it's not surprising that NBC took a pass on the record label.
The business has seemed to stabilize in the last year, half a year or so, but it is still on a very relatively weak growth pattern compared to a few years ago. And so no one is going to really miss not having music problems or headaches.
Because plans for the merger had been announced 7 months ago, Wall Street more or less ignored today's announcements. GE shares were up less than 1%, while Vivendi's edged downward slightly. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.